This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot of breaking news, and we'll make sure we keep you up to date. Two have been shot dead at a Michigan University shooting in Central Michigan University in a dormitory. Police are still hunting for the gunman as of now. The two people shot, we believe, were the gunman's parents, not other students. However, because he's still at large, everybody is still on lockdown from what we understand, and it has not been lifted. The university is about 125 miles northwest of Detroit, and the two victims were fatally shot at the dorm residence. This dorm is I don't know what they call it. You know, you have girls only, boys only, or you have co-ed. The dorm is a co-ed, which houses male and female students, and the suspect has been identified as 19-year-old James Eric Davis. The university said no others were injured by the gunfire. He's a black male, about 5'9", weighing 135 pounds, still at large, was wearing mustard-colored pants and a blue hoodie, but they believe that he took the hoodie off as he started to undress near railroad tracks near the campus. Campus has about 23,000 students still on lockdown. And apparently parents were there to pick up kids for spring break. So it's a gun-free zone. And campus police are investigating the incident, along with state and local police, patrol cars, helicopters, searching for the gunmen around an area of apartments just north of the campus. And special agents have also been sent to assist, according to the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. So the incident obviously comes 2 weeks after the Florida high school shooting. But this incident came a day after this boy was apparently sent to the hospital for a possibly drug-related reaction, either by a bad mixture of drugs or a possible overdose. He was released from the hospital last night. Unfortunately, this morning, shot his parents. So we'll keep you posted as we get the latest. We're also keeping you posted on this very, very horrible storm. A huge winter storm named Riley is undergoing, according to weather.com, bombogenesis into a strong nor'easter with damaging winds, coastal flooding, and heavy wet snow in the east. They say low pressure. They say it's already clobbering the northeast, damaging winds, heavy wet snow, destructive coastal flooding, and it is becoming an intense nor'easter. They say low pressure just off the Jersey Shore is currently undergoing explosive development known as bombogenesis. That's defined by a rapid drop in atmospheric pressure of at least 24 millibars in a period of 24 hours or less. They said thanks to a recent split in the polar vortex and a subsequent westward shifting, blocking high-pressure system near Greenland, this weather pattern was conducive for a nor'easter to move a little slower than it usually does. But it is going to produce high winds over a sizable swath of the east. According to weather.com, coastal flooding may reach moderate to major severity over multiple high tide cycles over the weekend. Cold air is limited but sufficient enough to make wet, heavy snow. Water has already inundated parts of the Massachusetts coastline during the first high tide cycle late Friday, and then Boston Harbor has seen flooding. It's pretty significant. They say the storm tide at Boston Harbor peaked at its third highest level on record, only topped by Winter Storm Grayson in January, and then there was a blizzard of 1978 that was pretty, pretty bad. All right, so we're being told that flights have been canceled, multiple flights. A lot of power has already been lost. Apparently there's been over 2,000 airline cancellations As of this morning, an American Airlines spokesman said the company has canceled about 18% of their flights in the Northeast, with Boston's Logan Airport and Reagan Washington National Airport the strongest hit. Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, American Airlines were allowing travelers to change their Friday and Saturday flights to avoid cancellation. So we'll keep you guys posted. It's not good. I guess in Virginia, we already have 141,000 customers without power. And, you know, I live in Nevada, and I think today it's 50 degrees. Okay, so it's cold for us, but we're not dealing with the wind and the snow and, you know, the sleet and the flooding without power. I couldn't even imagine. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel closed to all traffic Friday morning, so people are sitting in traffic, roads blocked by downed trees, people who were trying to get to work. I don't know how these cities do it. I would just shut down and tell everybody to not come to work. I don't know. Hard to do when you're in the medical field, though. Apparently, fire EMS crews were dispatched. There was a tree that fell into a two-story house, and kids were trapped inside. Across upstate New York, 100,000 customers have no power, and it's cold. Dangerous. So we could be worried about hypothermia, worry about carbon monoxide poisoning as people try to use their little in-house generators and heaters. So we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got some good news. The worst of the flu season, they say, is over, as we are finally moving out of the peak. U.S. health officials said today that the flu season apparently peaked in early February and has been falling since then. Deaths from pneumonia, which is the number one cause of death with the flu, going down too. The CDC said 32 states reported heavy patient flu traffic last week, down from 43 a month ago. Now, the flu season did start early, so its intensity level was among the highest seen in a decade, and the flu vaccine didn't work very well this season. Health officials are still trying to figure out why. So it's because it's the H3N2, it's a virus that is very, very tricky. Our vaccine manufacturing process is just slow enough to allow the virus to mutate, and we're making a vaccine for a pre-mutated virus that may not then adequately protect us from the virus that mutates and starts to circulate by October, November, December, January, February, etc. So flu season could go anywhere from October, early November to May, June. Usually it peaks January and February, and that's kind of what we saw here. And it was a very deadly one. So we're still having flu, still flu going around, but not as intense as it was a month ago. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week I got a message on Facebook. I'm just going to give the initials. His name is RT. He writes the following. Okay. Doc, a while back you were talking about never dating someone at work. I'm dealing with the issue right now. He says, I'm having trouble with my wife of 10 years. We aren't in love anymore. Just live like roommates. And there is a lady at work who I am enamored with, he writes. We get so excited when we see each other and we really are in love. I feel she is who I was meant to be with. He probably forgot to use with. This. And we'll start the divorce process with my wife. Uh-oh. Who doesn't know? And I'm not sure how to initiate it. Do I rip the Band-Aid off and gradually get her used to the fact that I'm leaving? Okay, this is so rough. Oh, this is, okay, so we need a little bit of a reality check here, okay? Okay, so I've seen this happen where people will leave their wives or their husbands because they think they met somebody that they were supposed to be with, and it turns out no, and they threw away the relationship of a lifetime. So there's a lot going on here, okay? So first, he says that he and his wife aren't in love anymore. All right, a lot of couples are living together who aren't in love. That's tough, okay? You know, when we were younger, generations before us, you commit to somebody, you say till death do you part, and you stick with them. You might sleep in a separate bedroom. You might not have any, you know, relations. But you stuck with them. And you were unified. Now, unfortunately, people would cheat. And once we started to become more recent in the last few decades, there was more of a, I guess, tendency to end the marriage. I'm not happy. They're not happy. Why not be with people we're happy with? No sense living in a separate bedroom. No sense not having sex for years. All right, let's just, you know, we had our kids. It was one chapter. Now let's start the new chapter. So divorce rates started to go up as people realized, you know what, I don't have to be with him or her till death do us part. Some of us think that was a good thing. Some of us think it was a bad thing. Kids had to adjust, and the average kid comes from a family of I don't want to say broken home. That's what we used to say. Now it's not considered broken. It's considered norm. Then, in the most recent decade and a half, people said, why even get married then? What's the point of getting married? I could have a child with one person. I could have a child with another person. And we'll make it work. And people have been making it work. Again, we're not seeing the family unity, the family nucleus, the patriarch, the matriarch of a family. We're not seeing that. To the degree, some people don't care. They're like, you know what? But it works. People are happy. Is domestic violence going down? Is cheating going down? I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking it's the same. But it's, you know, that's the way society has progressed. So when two people say, look, okay, we're not in love with each other, so, you know, we should call it quits. Well, what is your definition of love? Okay, at the 10-year mark in most marriages, and some marriages is different, but at the 10-year mark, okay, you're not going to be all goopy wanting to lick the sweat under their underarm. I mean, you're not going to be into them to that degree. They're going to fart, and you're going to want to crack open a window. That's normal, okay? Maybe when you were dating, you know, every little thing was adorable, and you were all goo-goo gaga. But that, you know, fades away. It does. So now he has somebody at work who they're all goo-goo gaga and goopy for each other. What nobody really talks about is how the goopiness and this being in love, that feeling, that falling in love and being in love, it's always transient. Now, you can be in love with somebody. I love my husband. I love my husband, and I, you know, couldn't imagine being with anybody else. Does he drive me crazy? I mean, are we all goopy over each other? Does he love my singing? No. Some days he's like, gosh, please shut up. You know? Do I like his jokes? Do I laugh at every one of his jokes? No. We get on each other's nerves. That's normal. Does it mean we fell out of love? Who knows? But you live with somebody. I've been with him for 21 years. I'm not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. I'm happy. We're still having sex. Is it the ideal marriage? I don't know. I think it's a good marriage. I don't know. Okay? I mean, who are we comparing it to? Are we comparing it to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? We have a damn good marriage. You know? So what everybody needs to realize is when you do meet somebody and you have the heart flutter and your respiratory rate goes up and you get all nervous when you're around them and you think about them a lot, it's a good feeling, you know? I remember when I was that way about Corey. I'm not that way now. Do I sit there and think about him? Is he in my dreams? No, Michael Fassbender's in my dreams. I mean, I'm honest with that. I mean, it happens. So then what you need to do whenever you're contemplating dumping your wife or your husband is what you need to do is look at this person that you believe you're in love with and imagine what happens when you're not in that lovey-dovey stage. Because the lovey-dovey stage will end. Now, I know some of you are like, no, I look at my wife and I still get excited, or I look at my husband and I still get excited. Okay, that's good. But again, it's not going to be like it was when you guys first met or first dated. You know, it's not going to be like that. The average couple will start to get comfortable like a old slipper. And your body sizes will change and you'll look different. And so you need to mentally do these exercises where imagine her in a wheelchair. Imagine her having cancer. It's a horrible thing to do. Imagine her coming home saying she's in love with someone else. You need to come up with different scenarios on what your future could be like. And if you still plan, no matter what, to be with that person and to love that person, then maybe you know, you got something there. But if you're like, well, no. Oh, I hope that never happens. Well, of course we hope nothing bad ever happens. But if you think, well, wait a second, no, I really love where we are right now. Loving the present does not mean that the future is going to look like that. Now, I really want to dissect more not being in love with your current spouse of 10 years. I would strongly suggest to get a marriage counselor, or for you at least to get a counselor, okay, to have a one-on-one session before you start going down the path. And we'll talk about whether you rip the bandage off or not. Because why are you in love with this other woman? What is it about her? Is it because she's the cutest one at work and you want her? And once you get her, you know, you want to show her off. Is it because she's an accessory? Is it because you really have a lot in common? Is it because you and your wife disagree politically, religiously, on everything? And this other woman you could talk to about anything? You know, or is it that she's noticing you? And her noticing you makes you feel so good that your judgment is clouded that you're thinking it's love. And you can't just run for the next person that flirts with you. Somebody flirting with you, that's a big difference than, you know, being somebody that's going to clean your poop if you later become fecal incontinent. Do you see her doing that? So these are the things you gotta think about. So your wife has no idea that you are maybe mentally cheating. Okay, I don't know if you're physically cheating, but mentally cheating on her. And you want to leave her. I would not rip the bandage off. I would not do anything like that too quickly and impulsively. I would first seek counseling yourself, then introduce your wife. And I know you don't want to tell her it's because of another woman. You want to just say, I'm not in love with you anymore. But that has to be dissected. She's not going to throw 10 years of marriage away like that. She's not going to say, okay, we'll get a divorce. She's going to want answers. So you need to be prepared to tell her those answers. And you also don't want to destroy her. Most people that cheat will make the spouse they're cheating on feel guilty like it's their fault. And that's sick. You know, well, it's because you gained weight or you don't sleep with me enough. Nah. You wanted to cheat. The 1-877-DR-ELLIE. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dial. So, people with stage 3 colon cancer who regularly eat nuts are at significantly lower risk of cancer recurrence and mortality than those who don't, according to a new study. The study followed 826 participants in a clinical trial for a median of 6.5 years after they received treatment with surgery and chemo. Those who regularly ate at least 2 1-ounce servings of nuts each week demonstrated a 42% improvement in disease-free survival and a 57% improvement in overall survival. They said further analysis of this cohort revealed that the disease-free survival increased by 46% if you ate nuts. We're talking almonds, tree nuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, cashews, pecans, among others. Peanuts, they are in the legume family, not the tree nuts. So they were looking at tree nuts, I guess. And they say These findings are in keeping with several other observational studies that indicate that a slew of healthy behaviors, including increased physical activity, keeping a healthy weight, and lower intake of sugar and sweetened beverages, improve colon cancer outcomes. Now, colon cancer is pretty scary stuff. And stage 3, having already spread to lymph nodes and to outer layers of the colon, can have a lower prognosis than obviously stage 1 and 2. Stage 4, metastasizing to other body parts, would put you into stage 4. And I'm being very, very, simplistic with my discussion of it for now. But we underestimate the importance of nuts. Nuts have a lot of health benefits. They help reduce insulin resistance. Remember, insulin resistance, as we talked about with diabetes in the last hour, it's a condition in which the body has difficulty processing the insulin hormone. And insulin resistance leads to more sugar circulating in the blood and not getting into the cells. It's often a predecessor to type 2 diabetes. And they say earlier research among patients with colon cancer revealed that people had worse outcomes when they had lifestyle factors such as obesity, lack of exercise, and a diet with high levels of carbs. So that heightened insulin resistance and quickly raised levels of blood sugar. So basically nuts should be something we're including in our daily diet anyway. Whether it helps prevent a colon cancer patient from having recurrence, whether it helps prevent diabetes, you know, and they say don't worry about the fat content. It fills you up. It satisfies hunger. You end up taking in less carbohydrates, you know. And so, you know, maybe, yeah, they could seem high caloric, but they're a healthier option, and your body may handle those calories a lot better than chocolate or soda. You know, I told you that, you know, it's like night and day. If you eat a 200-calorie salad or if you drink a 200-calorie soda pop, you're going to lose weight eating the 200-calorie salad, but you're not going to lose weight with the 200-calorie soda pop. It's because calories in do not necessarily equal calories out. And so we need to look at the way our weight fluctuates based on our you know, the types of foods that we eat. You can eat something, your metabolism will be like, whoa, 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 this isn't real food. That's what I think happens with soda pop. You drink a soda, your body's like, well, wait a second, it was sugary, but I don't see any food coming down the pike. So the brain's like, wait a second here, I don't see any nutritional value. Everybody slow down. Okay, don't over jump on this soda pop. Everybody just slow down, because I don't know if we're going to get real food. We thought we were going to get real food, and all we got was soda pop. So I think that causes the body to slow down. There's some mechanism where the body slows down. Some people think it could be the gut bacteria that don't like the soda pop. Maybe the gut bacteria change. Maybe they you know, give off certain hormones themselves that tell the brain, you know what, slow down. I don't know. We don't know. But you eat a salad, you seem to lose weight a lot easier. So you got to go for salad. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DALI. There's a medical examiner who's been accused of exchanging opioids for sexual favors. A former medical examiner for several metro Atlanta counties was at the center of an opioid ring writing prescriptions for powerful pain pills in exchange for sexual favors and nude photos. Dr. Joseph Burton faces charges of conspiring to distribute and dispense controlled substances and illegal drug distribution, according to U.S. Attorney B.J. Pack, said at a news conference. As a consulting pathologist, Burton had worked to determine the medical causes of disease and death. Over the years, he issued findings and gave testimony in many criminal cases. Then he chose to sell, according to U.S. Attorney Pack, Dr. Burton chose to sell his medical license, credibility, and position of prominence as a premier subject matter expert for complex cases for sex. Now, 7 other people also face federal conspiracy charges, and PACs and nearly 4 dozen people have been arrested in connection with the opioid ring. He was previously indicted in October on illegal drug distribution charges, but a new indictment announced Thursday adds the conspiracy charges and several co-defendants. Defense attorney Buddy Parker said Burton plans to plead not guilty to the charges. And he didn't really have a practice where you would prescribe opioids or painkillers. But over a period of 2 years, beginning in July 2015, he issued more than 1,100 prescriptions for more than 108,000 doses of opioids like oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methadone. This is ridiculous. This is what makes us doctors look bad. The prescriptions were filled at more than 300 pharmacies, and the pills were sold to people who had no legitimate medical need for them. So investigators began examining his prescription records after receiving a tip from a confidential source. It's very open. I'm really surprised that doctors who don't practice could write these medications and nobody know, you know? So, Pax said this prosecution is part of the new effort called Operation Scope. You're going to be hearing this a lot. Strategically combating opioids through prosecution and enforcement. And it focuses in part on people who illegally prescribe and distribute opioids. That's important, he said, because the National Institute of Drug Abuse has said 80% of heroin users reportedly using prescription opioids before using heroin. Now, this is a statistic we have been waiting for a while now. The National Institute of Drug Abuse has said 80% of heroin users reported using prescription opioids before using heroin. And this is why legislators are going after doctors and medical providers and trying to limit prescriptions. And this is what's going to screw over the average patient. Because somebody got addicted to a prescription and then took more and took more, then went to heroin, you're going to lose access of getting your pain medicines. And we still aren't, these statistics still aren't being dissected to the point where, well, wait a second, were they using prescription opioids for funsies or did they get addicted? I would really like to know the percentage of people who started taking a Lortab or Vicodin for a car accident that they had or a surgery. And it wasn't enough. They ended up developing a complex regional pain syndrome or a chronic pain disorder and had to keep going higher. I don't know what percentage that is. Many of my patients who I prescribed narcotics to, I don't think any of them became addicted. Did I have people who were addicted that came to me mid-treatment? Yeah, they were new patients to me and they were already, you know, reliant on them. But I don't know of anybody who I followed in my practice for 16 years who started off with an occasional Lortab that became addicted to the point where they used heroin. So this case where you have a member of the medical profession, you know, allegedly being corrupt and taking advantage of individuals and selling narcotics, that's bad. And that's evil. And so he should lose his license. It's ridiculous. You know, when people do stupid, it just makes all of us look stupid. All right, when we come back, gender-affirming surgeries or transgender surgeries are on the rise, 4 times greater over the last 14 years. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we are being told that 1.3 million Americans identify as transgender. And more Americans are getting their transgender surgeries. And insurance companies are covering the operation. Apparently, in 2014, Medicare lifted its ban on covering the operations, contributing to the surge, according to researchers from Johns Hopkins. These operations increased fourfold between the year 2000 and 2014 for patients with government-subsidized health insurance. According to the most recent estimates, more than 1.3 million Americans identify as transgender, and this report comes from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, where more and more of the population is seeking surgery to align their anatomies with their identities as they gain insurance coverage for their operations. Now, until 2004, Medicare did not cover gender transition-related surgeries. And so that change allowed a floodgate of people who couldn't change themselves to where, how they identified and do so affordably. Transgender surgery can cost thousands and thousands of dollars, depending on hormone infusions, organ augmentation, organ reduction, laser hair removal, Adam's apple removal, a variety of different things need to be done. Lips, face, contours, hairlines, a whole variety of different things can be included in transgender transition-related surgeries. Now, Medicare doesn't cover all of them, but the basic ones. So in the new study published in JAMA Surgery this week, the authors suggest that the introduction of the Obama-era Affordable Care Act that year might have contributed to broader coverage and a dramatic increase in the surgeries. So there's been a lot of discussion on the health effects. They say the health effects are mixed, according to research. Some studies have linked gender reassignment surgery to greater job satisfaction and overall better mental health, but others have suggested that the operations have little effect on psychological well-being. And in 2017, many medical associations, such as the American Medical Association, have come out in support of expanded care for transgender people and the medical necessity of gender-affirming surgeries. Some private insurance providers have denied coverage for the operations, and that has been, I guess, you know, a legal debate. And so Johns Hopkins only studied data from surgeries with Medicare and Medicaid. And there were 4,100 gender-affirming surgeries between 2000 and 2014. About half of these between 2000 and 2011 were not covered by insurance. But by 2014, only 39% were not covered by insurance. So what does that mean for you and I? Well, they're expensive. And these gender-affirming surgeries, even though as we've progressed and are not as outdated and discriminatory as we were in the past with people who are LGBTQ, LGBTQ, there's a concern when it comes to body dysmorphic disorder, people with psychological stress about their body image. And we are not including those who don't like their breasts, don't like their penis size, don't like, and are traumatized by it. You have people that cannot stand their nose, their chin, their head shape. And insurance will not cover that. And so, you know, because some people say, why would there even be a debate? This should be a no-brainer. You know, we should cover transgender surgery. Absolutely. But the reason why we're covering it is because we want to improve the psychological health of our, you know, of our citizens. And again, I hope this is not, you know, this money is not being spent on illegals, you know, citizens or illegal immigrants. I'm hoping this is, you know, for the LGBTQ community, these are people that are obviously citizens. But there's an argument then that those who are large-breasted, don't like the shape of their breasts, feel traumatized by that, they should be able to get surgery to fix that. Right? They should, you know, people should be able to get surgery to change their buttocks, should for weight loss surgery. Somebody who's obese that was, it was not by choice. They were born into an obese family. They have horrible genes and they are obese. They should be able to get their gastric bypass surgery or their sleeve gastrectomy surgery. And so we need to be prepared for the need to put tax dollars into these surgeries. Now, as a medical doctor, even though I'm for us allowing you know, transgender patients to get the surgeries that they need. I do have to look at it from a monetary standpoint and look at what other countries are doing from a socialized medicine standpoint. These surgeries, these are very, very expensive. And when we have to triage, when we start getting to the point with our, when we start getting to the point of how to allocate funds and triaging funds, okay, and how we're going to spend, you know, the limited amount of money, medical dollars, and we have to decide, is it going to be on autism occupational therapy? Is it going to be to research childhood diabetes? Is it going to be to, prevent Alzheimer's? Is it going to be on CTE? Well, there's going to be a lot of debates, and this will get ugly. Because some people will say transgender surgery is not life-saving. This is why insurance companies got away from for covering plastic surgery. And women had to say, but look, my large breasts are hurting my back. I need a breast reduction. My back hurts. My neck hurts. I'm afraid I'm going to get breast cancer. No, no, no. You need a medical necessity. So the medical necessity that we're using for transgender surgeries is it's going to improve their mental health. Well, it's going to be any day now where other groups of people are going to say, well, look, I need these, body changing surgeries as well, these plastic surgeries or these hormonal therapies as well. You know, many people's testosterone replacement is not covered by insurance. And so, once this becomes realized that there are other groups being discriminated against that we need to include in our funding, we're going to have some issues when it comes to, you know, where we're allocating the dollars, our Medicaid and Medicare dollars. Now, do we have data on how many people that have had transgender surgery who wanted it reversed? We don't. It's not something that's going to be highly publicized. Right? People don't want to scare individuals, and so they don't want to put that narrative out there. But we're being told that there are many people out there that don't seem right, they don't feel right, having had their penis removed or having had other hormones infused into them. And we really need to have that discussion. Somebody who wants to have transgender surgery needs to be fully aware. Now, a big concern many people have is they're being counseled by the people doing the surgery. So the people doing the surgery want to make the sale. Not entirely, because the people doing the surgery have to give informed consent. So they have to weigh the pros and the cons. They have to. But we don't have good data or good data resources for people to go, look, you know, did you regret it? And also some people who go through that, you know, may not want to admit, you know, they may say, no, it's an adjustment. It's, you know, we can't anticipate how our bodies are going to react when we lose a limb or when we lose a body part that we were born with. And somebody who identifies as male or female may want breasts, may want a penis. That's fine. But their body may not be ready for that. Their body and their mind may not be in sync. And so this has to be a gradual process, and we have to have more education. 1-877-DUCK-ELLY.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.